orange pants. Ever since posting Ratty Old Bathrobe, I've had queries about the orange pants. I'm actually wearing them this very minute. No monkey hat today. It's blizzarding now, and they're by far the most comfortable, cozy pants I own. Don't know where I'd be without them. Everyone's home today. I'm holed up in the bedroom writing about orange pants. So here goes. Years ago in high school, my sweetheart's clothing choices were not to my liking. While I really liked him, the Chess King purple shirt with the white collar and skinny gray leather tie just had to go. So I devised a scheme, a little game, where I'd buy him clothes for birthday and Christmas. I called it Give One, Take One, like pennies at the register. I'd give him something new, conservative, and receive carte blanche to delete an item from his wardrobe. It worked out really well for me. Well, just a few years down the road, I married that sweetheart. We had a few kids, moved back to the North Country. Nearly 10 years ago, while out shopping at TJ Maxx, I came upon a pair of orange pants on the clearance rack. They were cotton sweatpants, stretchy and soft, with a drawstring, straight like yoga pants. I wasn't too crazy about bright orange for pants, and I really didn't care for the brand Speedo. Speedo conjures up images I'd just as soon forget. But the pants looked comfortable for cleaning, scrubbing the tub, digging in the garden, and it was the rock-bottom $5 price tag that really sucked me in. So I splurged. I wore them as I thought I would, for cleaning the house, craft projects, making jam. Once in a while, I'd wear them for pajamas. Super comfy, they were a real bargain. Then I started wearing them around the house on occasion, you know, just if I didn't have to go out. It was a slippery slope, almost an addiction, because then, every once in a while, I started wearing them out for a quick grocery store or ATM run. The orange pants, they just grew on me over the years. They did not, however, grow on my husband John, and I had no idea how strong his feelings actually were. He made snide little comments here and there. The orange pants had become an embarrassment. This past Christmas Eve, he presented me with a festively wrapped Christmas package. You really need to open this tonight, he said, so I did. Inside, a beautiful pair of pink and blue flannel paisley L.L. Bean pajamas. Thrilled me. Until he said, now can we trash the orange pants? The moral of the story is, don't manufacture games you're not also prepared to lose.